Hello?
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Why do I have a bill on my to my debit card from you guys?
Okay, sir, can I have your zip code?
61852.
Okay. Okay, sir, can I have your name?
Randy Vollmer, Vollmer.
Okay, Randy, can you verify your address for me, please?
114 East Hancock.
Okay. What's the city?
Longview, Illinois.
Excuse
Hello?
Okay, sir, thanks for the information. The system's still loading. Okay, sir, how can I help you today?
What's that?
How can I help you today?
What did I tell you when you called? Why am I getting a, why did I get debited on you?
Okay, sir, you didn't give me a date and the charge amount that you're talking about. What is the charge amount that you're talking about and the date?
$67.32.
Okay, sir, the reason why you're being charged, I do see that charge of $67.32 on November 24th for a tactical bag. And it goes back to November 20th, where you paid $5.74 shipping and handling for tactical bag. And what happened is you didn't cancel within the 48 hours, so they're charging you a membership fee. You were joined a the tactical bag was a free gift, and you paid the $5.74 on November 20th. You didn't cancel within the 48 hours, so on November 24th. You have a charge of $67.32 because they put you in a membership. You enter a membership where you would be charged that monthly. So that's why you see that charge up there.
Well, I didn't join anything.
Okay, so what did you want to do about did you want to continue with the membership? Where you would get a voucher,
There was no membership joined. I didn't join anything.
Okay. Yes, sir,
So
you
cancel
joined
the
it.
charge, return the money to me.
Yes, sir, you joined that. Did you read the terms and conditions? You was entered into that when you paid the $5.74 for the tactical bag. That's what I was trying to explain to you. And that's why you're being charged because you didn't cancel within 2 days. The 48 hours.
Well, the ad didn't say anything about a membership. It didn't say any of that.
Okay, so I can go ahead on and cancel you.
And return my money? Hello?
Hold on, sir. Okay, sir, because that is a valid charge, I cannot give you a full refund because you didn't cancel within those days. That charge is valid. Now, what I can offer you is 35%, 35% of that $67.32.
Ma'am,
Hello.
I did not purchase any membership. I did not do anything. Return my money, please.
Yes, sir. Like I stated, the charge is valid. And we cannot do a full refund. I can offer you the 35% of that $67.32 because you did not cancel within the 48 hours. So do you want to take the 35%?
I want my $67.32 back.
Sir, I want you to know that I am unable to tamper with any charges. Now, I can offer you 50%, half of that, but not a full refund.
Well, when you get to 100%, let me know, and I'll be done.
So you're not going to take the 50%? Well, I can just cancel your account today.
Let's cancel the account and return my money.
You declined the 50%, sir.
That's because it's not a full refund. I didn't join a membership. I didn't do any of that. So return my money, please.
So, sir, I mean, you're not taking the 50%. That's the best I can do.
No, the best you can do is a full refund because I did not join a membership.
Yes, sir. You didn't read. Did you read the terms and conditions? They would have stated it on there. Hello?
Cancel the membership and return my money, please.
Yes, I did cancel the membership, sir.
And I'm going to get the full refund?
No, I'm offering you half. It's the best I can do.
Well, then find me somebody that can give me my refund.
Well, sir, we all follow the same protocol.
Well, then find me a supervisor. Find me someone.
Sir, we understand your frustration. We all follow the same protocol. And I am unable to tamper with the charges.
You want 35% and you offer 50%, and I'll offer me the 100%, that will be fine.
Well, sir, I have you canceled. Do you have anything for your cancellation number?
Excuse me, ma'am?
I have canceled, like you told me. Do you have something right now for your cancellation number?
Well, I'd be willing to write down the 100% refund, yes.
Sir, I'm unfortunately not able to do that.
Well, find me someone that can.
We all follow the same protocol.
Find me someone that can. Let me talk to your supervisor, your manager. Hello?
Hold on, sir. Hold on. Okay, hold on, sir. Let me get you transferred. Andy. Hold on, sir. Give me a moment. Okay.